Well, hello, Bible Clubbers. It's good to join you today for the Children's Bible Club when boys and girls, actually all over the world, join together to talk and sing about the Lord Jesus Christ, His Word, and the wonderful works of God. You know, in the book of Job, Elihu said, "O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." Well, Elihu wasn't much of a friend, but what he said at that moment was right. We should all stand still and behold God's wonderful works. Sometimes we head out the door in the morning and never even notice God's wonderful sunshine, or a rainbow, or the wildflowers by the highway, or the pretty red bird on our back fence, or a squirrel chattering down at us. We're just so busy with our own plans and have our minds on ourselves, we don't take time to see the Lord's hand in anything, His creation, as well as in the events of our own lives. It's time for us to stand still and behold God's wonderful works. With God's help, we can do that through the program today. Choir, it's time for singing. Thank you, choir. You know, listeners, we'd like to hear from you. I'm sure these choir kids would be happy to know you're there and maybe singing along with them. And I'd like to know you're listening, too. So write this week. Our address is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Say, kids, did you know that there is a book in the Bible called Judges? It's about several men who God called to lead His people. Most of them were just ordinary men who used ordinary instruments for weapons. They had no high-powered cannons or expensive armaments. They obeyed God, used what they had, and God did the rest. Someone said, "Little is much if God is in it." Today, and in the next few weeks, Lord willing, we're going to be finding out about those men. I hope you'll be listening to get the whole story. It's almost like reading a modern-day newspaper. You know, you're different from everyone else in your family. You're different from each of your friends. You're different from your pastor or teacher. You are you. And God has a purpose for your life. God can use you in His service and for His glory if you'll yield your life to Him. There were some mighty unlikely judges in Israel, but God used each one in a different way to do His work. So be listening to find out about each man. Oh, no. There's one woman in the pie, too. Yes, be listening and be considering how God could use you. And now the choir sings again before story time. The formidable Moabite army, led by its mighty Captain Sisera, swept over the valley to meet Israel's small, poorly armed troops head on. But at Barak's command, Israel's army closed ranks tightly against the foe as yells, shouts, and cries of death and pain rose over the plain. Through the tumult, God himself fought for Israel. Yes, God gathered the black clouds of heaven, and the day became as dark as night. Suddenly, the inky clouds opened and rain came down in floods with hailstones that drove with blinding fury into the face of the enemy. It fell only on the backs of the Israelites, so it didn't confuse them, but it made the enemy turn around and flee. In the meantime, the terrible torrents of water swelled the river until it became a rushing flood and bogged the valley into a marsh that made Moab's horses and chariots powerless. They floundered and sank, helpless in the mud and muck, as Israel's army hewed its way into Sisera's hosts. They all were either killed or drowned or committed suicide to keep from getting killed by the Israelites. There wasn't a man left. In the midst of such a bitter battle, Deborah watched as the enemy turned to flee from the terrible storm. She was struck with awe at God's mighty hand and breathed, "They fight from heaven. The stars in their courses fight against Sisera." Speaking of Sisera, the mighty, brave captain of the Moabite army, where was he? In the midst of the battle, when his men most needed his challenge and leadership, where was he? I'll tell you where he was. He was running for his life. Now, wasn't he brave? He wasn't worried about the king's honor or even his men's safety. He was looking out for his own neck. When his mighty chariot got bogged down in the mire of the flood, he left the wreck and ran. And he didn't stop running until he came to the tent of a woman named Jael. He thought she would be neutral in the war, and her tent would be a safe place. Exhausted and dehydrated from running so long and hard, Sisera fell at Jael's feet and begged for shelter and cool drink. She welcomed him and offered him milk in a lordly dish to soothe and quiet his nerves. Then she covered him with a cloak to help him rest. Oh, how glad Sisera was to get a chance to rest, and how glad he was for Jael's help. He took her into his confidence and told her that if anyone came asking if there was a man there, she was to say no. He was convinced he could fully trust her, so, exhausted and tired, he lay back and was soon fast asleep. As Jael listened, she soon knew by his deep breathing that he was sleeping soundly. If only Sisera had known the charmer in that tent that day, he never would have stopped there. For as he lay in deep sleep, Jael silently went into action. Taking a huge tent spike and hammer, she crept softly to his side. Carefully, she placed the sharp spike point against his temple, and then in one terrible blow of the heavy mallet, she sent the huge spike crushing through his skull and brain. One blow followed another as she quickly drove the nail into the ground below his head. It all happened so fast. One convulsive jerk, one piercing cry of agony, and the pale, gory face settled in death. With the mallet red with blood still in her hand, Jael ran to the tent door in time to stop Barak, who was passing by in swift pursuit of his enemy. "Stop! Stop!" she cried. "Come here! See, I already have the man you're looking for!" What a sight! What a shock it must have been to Barak as he stepped into the tent and saw the haughty enemy captain lying dead in his own blood. pinned to the ground by a spike through his skull. As relieved and thankful as Barak was to see his enemy dead, it was a startling reminder of God's rebuke that he would indeed give the victory that day, but that the honor for the victory would go to a woman. The honor for bringing down the top trophy of the enemy's forces, the captain himself, had gone to jail because of Barak's hesitation and unbelief. At last the war was over, the victory won, and God's army marched home in glorious triumph. Such shouting and singing and merriment hadn't been heard in Israel for years. What a celebration! What a marvelous work God had done! Deborah and Barak recounted every step of the battle to the people and sang a thrilling, joyous song of victory and praise to the Lord for his mighty work and deliverance. Deborah's faith was in the mighty God of heaven, who could even make the elements and the stars work for the good of his people to accomplish his will. And Israel had peace and rest for 40 years. How wonderful it is to know that the same God who delivered Deborah is still on the throne today and is able to work for those who trust him and obey his word. There's no problem, no need, no task too large or too small for God. Jesus said, "Be not faithless, but believing." With God, all things are possible. So step out by faith, do right, and trust God. He will see you through. And now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.